This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, December 13th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Sam Bankman-Fried. He is now under arrest. One might ask why it took so long. One might also ask, what about the timing of this arrest? He was taken in by Bahamian authorities Monday evening after the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York shared a sealed indictment with the government of the Bahamas, setting the stage for an extradition and a trial here in the U.S. The one-time crypto billionaire who is at the heart of the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. Now, before his arrest was announced, as we told you yesterday, he was scheduled to testify before the House Financial Services Committee, but his attorneys told CNBC that he would not appear after his arrest. Representative Maxine Waters of California, who chairs that committee, said she was disappointed and surprised that he would not testify. Now, law professor Jonathan Turley wrote Tuesday that the arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried was somewhat surprising. Not that he was arrested, but the timing of his arrest. He wrote, and I quote, "This is the first time that I can recall where prosecutors moved aggressively to stop a defendant from making self-incriminating statements. His testimony would have been entirely admissible and likely devastating at trial. So why would the Justice Department move to stop the self-inflicted damage? You have a major target who is about to voluntarily testify for hours. That is ordinarily a dream for prosecutors. But the Justice Department moved quickly to prevent that from happening. At that stage, Bankman-Fried was not charged or in custody. He was not protected by Miranda or other constitutional rules from self-incriminating statements. Most prosecutors would sit back, make popcorn, and watch this unfold. The curious move led many to question whether the Biden administration was eager to prevent questions on Bankman-Fried's political contributions and associations. He was the second highest donor to Democratic causes in the last election cycle. His mother, a law professor at Stanford, also heads a major Democratic campaign fund." Turley continues, "It's also possible that the Justice Department simply wanted to show the public that it was moving aggressively despite his close Democratic Party ties. Yet, that still does not explain why the Justice Department would not want to hear a full account from Bankman-Fried before effectively shutting him down as a criminal defendant." Again, Turley concludes, "This is the first time that I can recall where the prosecutors, rather than defense counsel, moved effectively to muzzle a defendant," end quote. Again, Jonathan Turley writing at his blog. Now, bear in mind that Turley is a law professor at George Washington University Law School, and he's testified himself in congressional proceedings, so this is not the opinion of some random guy. Now, as it happens, Bankman-Fried was interviewed by Forbes on Monday, and a draft of his testimony to Congress, what he would have said, was leaked by, or was given to Forbes, who then published it. Some of the highlights, basically, he planned to blame other people for the collapse of FTX. In particular, the court-appointed CEO of FTX, John Ray, and law firms managing the bankruptcy, including the white shoe law firm of Sullivan & Cromwell, the largest or one of the largest law firms in Washington, D.C. Bankman-Fried was going to accuse them of dusting off the playbook from the Enron collapse. Enron, you might remember, the energy trading firm back in 2001 that collapsed and took down the economy for a little while, which then was pushed even further into collapse by the events of 9/11. Anyway, he believes using this as an opportunity to carve up FTX and run up huge legal fees. He also believes that FTX's main rival, Binance, another cryptocurrency exchange, is the main winner in all of this, and that Binance had engineered a negative public relations campaign to scare investors into essentially a bank run, which brought down FTX. Now, that brings us to topic number 4, Binance. It could be the next whale harpooned. Reuters reports that there are discussions going on inside the U.S. Department of Justice to bring a long-running criminal investigation into Binance to a conclusion with charges. This investigation began in 2018, focused on Binance's compliance with U.S. anti-money laundering laws and sanctions. Some of at least a half dozen federal prosecutors involved in the case believe that the evidence already gathered warrants charges against Binance and against its CEO. Reuters has been investigating Binance's financial crime compliance over the past year and found that Binance kept weak anti-money laundering controls, processed over $10 billion in payments for criminals and companies trying to evade U.S. sanctions, and plotted to evade U.S. regulators regulators elsewhere as well. Now, meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports that Binance claims an audit shows that its proof of reserves are sufficient to cover customer deposits, a one-to-one ratio of reserves versus deposits. But, according to the Wall Street Journal, its auditor will not vouch for those reserves, nor the methodology of the audit demanded by Binance. The crypto community asking hard questions about Binance after it was revealed in November that Binance moved $2.7 billion worth of crypto coin out of its proof of reserves wallet. Why would it do that? Unless it had to do it to make the audit look legit. Anyway, investors are paying attention. Forbes reporting Tuesday that Binance saw a net outflow of about $3 billion in the 24-hour period between Monday morning and Tuesday morning. Now, why am I spending all this much time on cryptocurrency? Because I think events like this, the collapse of FTX and what appears to be the struggles and perhaps legal challenges facing Binance, which now controls 70% of the world's cryptocurrency exchange market, could be the reasons government used to step up and say, you know, digital currency is a great idea, but we need to control it. Central bank digital currency. In other words, government having access to all information about every financial transaction we make and the ability to control on what you can buy and what you can sell. Topic number three, wars and rumors thereof. As we move on, Chinese and Indian troops have clashed in the Himalayas. This is a border region that's in dispute between these two nations. This is the first time in 2 years that they fought when back in 2020, some 24 soldiers died in violent hand-to-hand combat. In this most recent fight, 20 Indian soldiers were injured. This incident taking place on December 9th in the Tawang sector this disputed zone between China and India. This is a significant escalation of tensions in this area. Things had kind of de-escalated over the last couple of years. This is important because both of these nations are, of course, nuclear powers. They fought a war back in the 60s, you might remember, and tensions between India and China remain high, despite both of them being members of that group called BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That, again, something to keep an eye on. And meanwhile, Taiwan said on Tuesday that China sent a record 18 nuclear-capable H-6 bombers into its air defense zone. This is just days after China slapped sanctions on more Taiwanese imports. It's rare for China to send out more than 5 H-6 bombers in a day, sending out 18, a new record, and indicating a growing tension in that region as well. Topic number two, our border. Shocking video emerged on social media early Monday. More than 1,000 migrants crossing the Rio Grande into El Paso, Texas, Sunday night. This shared by Fox News national correspondent Bill Malugan, who tweeted, "A huge migrant caravan of over 1,000 people crossed illegally into El Paso, the largest single group we've ever seen." He added, "The city of El Paso reports Border Patrol now has over 5,000 in custody, has released hundreds to city streets." He also posted a video of a caravan of nearly 20 migrant buses heading to the U.S. border, escorted by Mexican police. They were deposited at NGO offices, non-government organization offices, who then escorted the migrants to the river so they could cross into the United States. By any other measure, by any measure, this would be constituted an invasion. Remains to be seen where Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going to deposit them, but the bottom line is that they are, wherever they're taken inside the United States, they're still inside the United States. Coming up, it appears new research shows that Terminators love coffee. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally-released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number 1 today, semiconductors and coffee. New research by a Japanese company, the Advanced Industrial Science and Technology Institute in Japan, actually, discovered that a compound in coffee called caffeic acid increases the efficiency of current in an organic superconductor by up to 100 times. This is a big advancement in semiconductor technology. Caffeic acid causes the molecules of the organic superconductor or semiconductor to line up, rather, reducing resistance to current flow, obviously making the semiconductors more efficient, faster, requiring less energy, and so forth. This discovery may have important implications in the organic superconductor market, which has been seen an increase in demand thanks to their lower environmental impact fewer rare earth metals, and so forth. They hope that the plant-derived caffeic acid can become an industry standard. Now, of course, that then begs the question, if superconductor companies, semiconductor manufacturers are lining up to get their hands on the coffee crop before the companies that make my coffee, how will it affect my morning cup of Joe? The good news is that caffeic acid is also found in higher concentrations in certain plants in the mint family, like thyme, sage, and spearmint, and in especially high concentrations in the black chokeberry. So perhaps, we can negotiate a deal with the Terminators, buy them off with a nice home-cooked meal followed by pie and chokeberry wine. Just throwing that out there, my contribution to science. SkyWatch TV's fall virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can sign up through the holidays and on to February 4th, in fact. And when you do, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up to 24 presentations by cutting-edge speakers, presenters, preachers, researchers like Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Mike Lake, many others. It's just some fascinating subjects under discussion here. Doug Woodward, one of the newer voices on the conference, discussing evil and the CIA. Well worth your time to watch. You set the conference schedule by deciding which presentations you want to watch in what order, and you get as a free bonus access to all 6 feature-length documentaries from SkyWatch Films. Find out more. You get instant access in full HD for 90 days from the day you sign up at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. Looking back 10 years on this week's SkyWatch TV to show the connection between Barack Obama, Hitler and the Nazis, and the storm god, Zeus, whom Jesus identified as Satan. You might remember this story when it came out back in 2012, but if not, it's worth revisiting. Part of a series of programs devoted to the new 3-volume set from Tom Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. Don't miss any of these programs. You can find them all at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also watch it right now at Roku or Apple TV. Of course, over the air, our broadcast schedule posted for your convenience at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also download our app to your smartphone or tablet. It is free and gives you access to all of our video content, including these daily news updates. Bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. That's an important reason to do it. Also, news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. All that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet that you're holding. And we've got links to the app stores for all of those devices posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.